Welcome to Teaching Smarter, the podcast where we explore strategies to engage learners in meaningful, reflective ways. I am Iris, your host, and today, let's talk about curiosity, the engine of all real learning. When we introduce a new topic, whether it's artificial intelligence, climate sustainability, or social justice, it's tempting to start by giving students the facts. But what if we paused first? What if, before unpacking the content, we invited students to wonder, speculate, and ask questions? This small shift can dramatically change the way students approach learning. Instead of memorizing, they start exploring. Instead of just hearing answers, they begin looking for better questions. So, how do you do that in a practical classroom setting? Let's walk through a simple process. Start your next lesson with a curiosity prompt. Take about 3 minutes to ask your students, before we dive into this topic, let's ask, what if? How could this issue develop in the future? For example, if you're introducing artificial intelligence, you might ask, what if AI could decide who gets a job? How would society change? Or if you're starting a unit on sustainability, you could say, what if all plastic was suddenly banned worldwide? What would that mean for daily life? This primes students to think beyond the obvious and start imagining possibilities. It gives them permission to be creative before being correct. Once curiosity is sparked, build on it through small group collaboration. Divide the class into small groups and give them 10 minutes to generate their own what-if scenarios related to the topic. The instructions are simple. Brainstorm bold, unusual, or even outrageous scenarios. Don't worry about whether the ideas are realistic. The goal is to open up creative thinking. After 10 minutes, ask each group to share their most surprising or thought-provoking idea with the class. This makes the activity engaging and fun, often leading to laughter, debate, and unexpected insights. Here's an example from a STEM classroom.
Before starting a course on artificial intelligence, students brainstorm their own what-if scenarios. They might ask, what if AI systems controlled all urban traffic? What if AI could write scientific research papers? Or even, what if AI decided who gets access to education or healthcare? As they discuss these questions, curiosity shifts from imagination to exploration. Students begin to see how technology connects to ethics, policy, and daily life. And soon, they're not just asking wild questions, they're designing real research or inquiry projects to find the answers. That's the power of curiosity in action. Before moving on, add one more layer. Encourage students to seek out opposing viewpoints or new information that deepens their what-if thinking. For example, if a group asks, what if AI replaces doctors? Challenge them to explore what experts say on both sides. If someone wonders, what if social justice movements disappeared overnight? Prompt them to research historical and social theories. This is where curiosity transforms into investigation, where imagination meets evidence. That's the moment deep learning begins. Curiosity isn't just a mood, it's a mindset. When students learn to ask, what if, they're not just preparing for the next lesson, they're preparing for a world that constantly changes. So the next time you introduce a new topic, don't just hand out the syllabus, hand out a sense of wonder. That's how you build thinkers, not just learners. Thanks for joining me on Teaching Smarter. For more classroom strategies, check out our Reflection Nuggets toolbox. Until next time, keep teaching, keep questioning, and keep reflecting.